My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about how to use dropped domains to enhance your SEO. So drop domains, just to give a little context, Neil and I have been talking about buying other sites and redirecting them. This is basically the same concept, but a drop domain is almost, it's a domain that you can call it, at least in my understanding, and Neil, correct me if I'm wrong, but drop domains are domains that might have been just kind of abandoned or kind of expired. And I do know there's other SEOs that go out there to sites like GoDaddy, and you can find these other domains and, you know, look at the link equity they have there, buy them up, and then redirect them to your site. But I can speak to my experience, you know, in terms of buying older sites out there that are ranking well. They have a good link profile. You look at Ahrefs, and then what I do there is once it works out well, then you just take the site and you take the top pages and you redirect it over to, you know, whatever money site that you have. And it actually worked out well for me. You know, it's got top rankings for, you know, keywords that we're targeting at the moment. And I know, Neil, this is something that you've tried a little bit as well.
Yeah, it is something I've tried. And I've learned something interesting because, you know, this, I spent $100,000 on one domain name and I tried it and I got little to no results. And that domain name had so many backlinks. The numbers were like in almost 10,000 unique referring domains. Really good domain authority. But what I learned is if you already have a really popular site, doing this doesn't help much. If you have a brand new website, very little being done to it or very little search traffic, using this technique that Eric's talking about works extremely well, but it has to be a related drop domain. So you can use like archive.org to see what the site used to be to just ensure that it's 100% relevant. You don't want to take a dog website and redirect it to a marketing website. It won't work well at all. It has to be topical. You don't want to take a pet website and redirect it to your dog website. I understand that's the same industry. Ideally, you want to take a dog website and redirect it to your dog website.
Great. And that actually makes a lot of sense. And I think those of you that are wondering where you can go, you know, purchase, you know, different domains out there. So I'm staring at GoDaddy.com right now. And I know there's there's the ability to buy kind of, give me a second. I'm literally Googling as I'm talking right now. Yeah. So you go to auctions.godaddy.com and then you can find a lot of different, domains out there. And what I encourage you to do when you actually hit this section, you're going to want to be able to filter out, right? You want to see the sites that have kind of the most bids and offers, which means there's a lot of action going around, and you want to look at the traffic as well. And then what you want to do is you take that site, plug it into Ahrefs, for example, look at the link profile. Are these links actually relevant? Like Neil mentioned, you can look at archive.org or you can look at Wayback Machine and look at what the site used to be in the past. If it was a dog website in the past and you're driving to a dog website and the links look relevant, they check out, then yeah, by all means, purchase it, right? And this is something that, yes, it is going to take work. It is a big undertaking. But if you play your cards the right way, it's gonna work out for you, right? I'm literally looking at it right now, and then I see some featured domains out here, right? There's like casinohouse.co. So if you're into casinos, there's, you know, something around the blockchain as well. You know, if you're into Bitcoin or you're into Ethereum. So yeah, I mean, definitely check out something like this. And then if you want to take it a step further, and if you're not necessarily looking for kind of auctions, you can definitely, you know, check out website brokers out there, right? You know, there's sites like Flippa, there's sites like FE International out there that can, you know, potentially hook you up if you have more dough to spend and you're looking for something a little more established.
Yeah, and you know, funny enough, although people do this with drop domains, as Eric mentioned, if you have more money, doing this with established websites is like 4 or 5 times more effective than doing this with drop domains. Most people who do it with drop domains are just buying them up, putting a website on there and creating their own public blog network, or they're taking it 301, redirecting it to their site. They're taking the site and then taking the drop domain and creating an affiliate site out of it.
One of the things that I've talked about in the past where, you know, if you think about all the black hat stuff out there that actually works well, like you think of the PBNs, you think of, you know, quote unquote link wheels, you think of doing stuff like this. And then, you know, instead of people making PBNs and things like that, why don't you think of doing it in a white hat way? And that does mean, you know, paying a little more money, paying premium for a kind of a legit website out there and building that business out there. Think of it as how private equity people out there will buy businesses and then just really prop up, you know, really optimize the business and have it grow more profitably. So that's food for thought right there. How can you do stuff that's black hat, but in a white hat way? And really, you know, get more mileage from it. So that's it for today's episode. We have a special giveaway. This is a 1-year annual subscription to Design Pickle, which is one of my favorite design services because I get unlimited designs in terms of blog images, ad images, things like that for $370 a month. But again, this is a 1-year free annual subscription. So, you know, that's a heavy chunk of change. That's like, what, 4.5K or so. So to get in on this, all you need to do is rate, review, and subscribe this podcast, and then text Marketing School, that's one word, to 33444. Again, that's Marketing School, one word, to 33444. And if you have any other tools, or if you have tools that you think would be interesting for us to give away to our audience, you know, reach out to myself or reach out to Neil, and then potentially we can work something out. We're not looking to make any money here. We just want to add more value to you guys, the audience. That being said, that's it for today's episode. We will see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Badeda. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.